G'day gamers, this is your host Luke Hepburn and I'm back with a summary of the latest video game news from the land down under. Today it's Sunday, the 17th of October. Let's get into it. So, one of the more interesting news pieces today was a trailer came out for a game called The Day Before. It's been announced that it's coming out on the 21st of June next year, and it does say in the trailer it's for PC, but it's also getting made for the Xbox Series X and S and the PS5. The trailer looks like a cross between The Walking Dead TV show, The Division, and a little bit of State of Decay 2. So the game looks really interesting. It also has a almost Uncharted feel to it with the way the fighting mechanics are shown in the trailer. The game MudRunner, many people would have played, where the vehicles, you have to get vehicles from the bottom of a hill to the top through mud. Well, that sort of is shown in this trailer as well. So it seems to be packed with a lot of different mechanics. So that's good. On the game's official website, daybeforegame.com, it says that it's an open world MMO survival type game. And it even shows how you need to search vehicles and homes and skyscrapers as you sort of travel around the city looking for stuff to take back. And you will come across other colonies of survivors, which will be human controlled by other players. Very interesting. Go search for the trailer. It's on YouTube via IGN, or you might be able to find it through the website. Definitely take a look. I hadn't heard of it before it was announced earlier in the year. I must have missed it, but definitely one to keep an eye on. With some GTA news now, there's been some teasing of a UFO-themed Halloween update for Grand Theft Auto V. Again, one of those theme things we've been talking about all week. Rockstar Games have said on a post, "Strange sightings in GTA Online as Halloween approaches." And it shows a UFO with lights coming out of it on an old Los Santos newspaper. Rockstar said earlier on that there was going to be an update around this time with special surprises and some unusual activity in southern San Andreas. You might want to head over to Mount Chiliad to take a look. Good fun online multiplayer game. On the news of GTA, just wanted to talk about the trilogy. For those who may not have heard about it, it's three GTAs, so GTA 3, San Andreas, and Vice City. The little leak of information that came out was simply that you're going to have the GTA 5 type of controls applied to the game, as well as obviously improved graphics and draw distance improvements, which was mentioned by Rockstar anyway. So, you know, I think if you haven't heard about it, I thought I'd tell you, but some good bit of news about how may the combat system be improved. GTA Trilogy will be on all current and next gen consoles, as well as Nintendo Switch and PC. It will be launched in the first half of next year. Coming back to FIFA, we spoke the other day how FIFA wanted to charge EA basically $1 billion for the next 4 years. Well, FIFA have sort of responded to that, and I quote, "FIFA will adopt a new commercial positioning in gaming and esports to ensure that it is best placed to make decisions that benefit all football stakeholders." It basically goes on to talk about the benefits of being across multiple platforms and how it can reach more people. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, so it's probably a good idea. I just don't know how we're all going to look at EA's FIFA soccer the same way again, but I'm sure we'll figure it out. Have you seen Suicide Squad? The video game is set to launch next year, and a lot of people got excited when that trailer came out with the Captain Boomerang, King Shark, Harley Quinn, and Deadshot. The game is titled Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, and it basically gets you four players co-op in a large open world metropolis, and you get to play one of the four characters with your friends or with AI when they're not around, utilizing each other's skills and abilities to get through levels. Now, DC Fandom is an event where all the DC information comes out. Tonight that happens. By the time you probably start to hear this, you'll start to see the details. They've released a screenshot of the four characters, so we're expecting some news or a trailer for the next game. This could be a great game. It's a cast of unusual characters. I personally can't wait to play as Harley Quinn or King Shark for laughs. So keep an eye out. Again, it's just news that it's about to come. Now, the content king, Jordan, has given me some more news, and on his favorite game, it's Fortnite. He's told me that in the item shop, a new skin has arrived. It's the gummy fish stick skin, and it's full of sweet stuff. It apparently also has a never-before-seen emote. There's also a giant jelly sourfish pickaxe, sounds scary, and an ultra sour wrap, whatever that is. It's about 2,000 V-Bucks, so hope you got your wallets ready. There's also some skins that have been resurrected apparently, so you might want to check out the item shop. Seeing it's a weekend, I'm just going to wrap it up there. Have a great Sunday, enjoy the rest of the weekend. I'm slowly working on the getagamers.com.au and .com website, so you can come and leave a comment. But if you could, subscribe, leave a thumbs up, like the show, and I'll see you all again tomorrow.